is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here's your host, Michael Spears.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcat Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Ops Pizza, by Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Herron. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I'm very, very well. As always, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with me this morning. So, first game of the regular season, from where we were sitting, you know, kind of really seemed like a tale of two halves against Columbia High School. What are your overall impressions of the game?
Well, I know it's certainly better to be 1-0 than it was last year being 0-1. You know, it was a hard-fought game, honestly. But we knew it would be, and I think that was the main difference between last year and this year. I think as coaches and kids, we expected that type of game. And, you know, the fans may not have, you know, I think the, you know, community excitement, it's all great and all, but I think maybe they thought we were just going to go out there and blow them out. But, you know, I'd watched them on film. I've studied them, and, yes, and I knew that it was going to be a challenge. And I think that was, you know, again, part of the reason that we got better as the game wore on is because our kids kind of expected it was going to be a four-quarter game. And we played better. And the longer we played, the better we got.
Absolutely. So were y'all expecting, is it Jalen Ball? Were you expecting him to be the quarterback the whole time?
No, sir, we were not. You know, he had played the year before. He had played a couple of plays
there. Yes, sir.
In fact, one of them was an 85-yard run.
I remember.
So we thought we might see it some, but we didn't expect them to go to him completely. And, you know, honestly, the first drive, I would attribute a lot of it to the fact that they did do that. And we had a really hard time, you know, coach speak, you know, when people are running the quarterback, then it's hard to account for that because they have an extra guy to block that, you know, if you're handing the ball off and the quarterback's not running it, you know, the numbers are a little, you know, closer to being in the defense's favor. But when you put quarterback run in, usually that means that somebody's got to get off a block and make a tackle.
Yes.
And when the guy you're trying to tackle is, you know, whatever, 6'2", 215, going to Arkansas, sometimes that doesn't go very well. By the time you get off that block, he's already run over you. You
know? He looked every bit of an SEC running back in that beginning there, no doubt about it.
He is a very talented young man.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, again, he kept a lot of drives alive for him by just kind of dragging us and you know, something we got to get better at.
Yes, sir.
I learned a long time ago that, you know, we got beat year one night by Alvin Kamara, you know, and didn't realize at the time how special he was. You know, we got beat one night by Hillgrove, and they had a kid, and his name escapes me right now, but he wound up going to Alabama, and he played several years in the league. So, you know, when you play kids like that, I think you got to kind of keep it in perspective that, you know, he has more talent than a lot of the guys trying to tackle him.
Yes, sir.
But we did a good job, and we got better as we went along, and our kids gang-tackled him, and I was pleased with that.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the things we noticed the most was their kind of adapting to that and beginning to, you know, overcome it. So that was great. So this is the Camden County Coaches Show. It's head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, you know, there was a pretty tough stretch there at the end of the second quarter. They got their touchdown kind of on that fourth down busted play where he pulls the, looks like he's going to pass and pulls it down. And then a couple of drives after that, we get all the way down to, you know, inside the 10-yard line. And from our perspective up in the press box, it looks like you met the line to gain on third down and fourth down. You know, those things are kind of gut punches. How did you keep the kids, you know, motivated?
Well, you know, it was a gut punch. I mean, you know, we if you remember correctly, when we started that drive, we had run a punt down inside the 10, I think, and we got called for a block in the back around the 50-yard line. And, you know, so we had to start further back. And but, you know, those things happen.
Yes, sir.
You have to overcome them. Well, we wound up getting a good drive. And You know, my guy, we had a very good officials crew the other night. It was one of the best ones we've had, I think, in a couple of years. Well, I won't say that, but we had a good officials crew.
Yes, sir.
But I still don't know really what happened on that little exchange there at Downs. All I can give you is my perspective, and unfortunately it was the perspective of all my coaches because nobody noticed it. And so, you know, we got to blame ourselves, you know, as a coaching staff, because, you know, I wish somebody would have told me that it was fourth down. But, you know, on third down, we ran the play. And, you know, of course, you know, it was third and three or four or something like that.
Yes,
we're down in there on the 5-yard line. And so I watched the official on the far side because that's the one I can see. Well, he ran past the chains and marked the ball. And so I just, as soon as he did it, I turned and yelled for our goal line offense to get in the game. And I turned back around and, you know, we called the play, sent the play in and everything, and ran the play. And, you know, looked like we gained a yard or so that
sure.
time. Well, when I looked up, I saw they were blowing it dead. And, you know, that's the first time then I noticed that the chain said fourth down. It was like fourth and a foot. But I still was okay because I felt like we'd gained about a yard and a half on the previous play.
Yes, sir, the third down play.
And yep. So I, you know, then all of a sudden they're measuring and they bring the chains out, and you know, we didn't have it. And it was kind of the opposite of the old Colorado, you know, getting five downs play.
Yes, sir.
You know, felt like we got maybe cheated out of a couple there. But you know, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I think maybe they lost sight of, you know, where the chains were and forgot to signal first down. I don't know. But other than that, I thought they did a really good job. And but that was a critical point.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, because we're about to score to go up 7-6 instead of down 6-0 at halftime. So it was very frustrating. But to our kids' credit, they responded.
So you brought up, you know, something else that I wanted to ask you about, which was specifically that return punt. I guess I kind of didn't really understand it, and Coach Chastain were talking about it. You know, and I know there's been some rule changes this year with where the ball spotted on, you know, false starts and things like that before the behind the line of scrimmage or in front of it, and those types of things. But we had that pretty good punt return, and then it was a block in the back, and then it's offsetting penalties. What resulted in that not being a re-kick? Like, I think historically that's what we thought would have happened.
Yes, yes, but the problem was the offsetting penalties were – it was a separate incident.
Okay.
We were blocking a guy, trying to hold him up from covering, and we, you know, got over into our sideline, and we were still holding him up. And I don't know, I didn't see it because I was watching the punt return, but the official called offsetting personal foul penalties on our guy and their guy. Well, according to them, you know, I would have thought, you know, maybe you got two penalties, but he said, well, those two offset. So now we go back to the block in the back and we penalize it.
I see.
And I said, you know, can we just not replay the down? You've got offsetting penalties. Can't
yes,
we
sir.
Replay the down? And they said no. So we wound
okay.
up getting spotted from the block in the back.
Makes sense. That makes sense. All right. So more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Ops Pizza. So, Coach, it didn't seem to be that it was quite as hot this past Friday as it was the Friday before, but it was still, you know, pretty much a scorcher. Do you feel like your kids handled that better this time?
No question. I handled it better myself.
Yes, sir.
And, when we went out for pregame, it was really bad. And especially, you know, on the home side, the sun just beating down on the home stands and that side of the field. And I can remember, you know, I walked from our side over to the visitor side and where the shade, you know, the sun had gotten behind those pine trees, and it was like 15 degrees cooler.
No kidding.
It felt like it anyway. So, yeah, it was hot when we started, and that didn't help us, you know, playing defense probably. But as the game wore on and the sun went down, certainly got more bearable. Still hot.
Yes, sir.
You know, but it's like I told our kids, hey, we live in South Georgia. It's going to be hot. You know, it doesn't change, and we should know that by now.
Boy, that hour and a half difference in start time sure makes a big difference, too. Going at 7:30 instead of 6 p.m., get those shadows a little quicker. So, Coach, tell us about what players, you know, maybe stuck out in your mind due to the performance, or specifically for attitude or leadership against Columbia. You know, we thought it was fantastic the way that they were able to kind of overcome those kind of gut punches that we talked about and keep their heads in the game and stay focused and come back, take the lead and take the win. You know, that's kind of a, you know, the ability to do that is, you know, they got to be coached that. They got to be taught that. You know, I thought that was great. So was there anybody whose performance or leadership attitude stuck out in your mind for Columbia?
Well, you know, I don't ever like to single guys.
Sure, I understand.
Because I don't want to forget somebody, but there were a lot. I mean, you know, Jaden Daly played a really good game. You know, he had a good stats, made some great runs. Now, you know, he didn't do everything perfect, but you know,
of course,
nobody ever does. Jamar Lee Riddle had a really good game, actually on both sides of the ball. And, you know, Gabe Kaysen did a good job kicking off. You know, that was big for us. Our offensive line played well.
Yes, they did.
You know, much better than last year. We only had a few little breakdowns here and there. I thought, you know, our defense got better and better, and I think we had some improvement there defensively as well. You know, and Mason Robinson, our quarterback, maybe one of the best games he's ever played. You know, he was 4 for 5 passing with a touchdown, and the only incompletion he had, he threw it away on purpose.
On purpose.
Which was a very smart play.
Yes.
Because we did blow an assignment on that one. And then Parks Riando. Parks came in. You know, he's our backup, so to speak, quarterback, but we have no problem putting him in, and we had planned on putting him in the third possession. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but, you know, so we said at halftime, well, he hadn't played. We're going to let him start. And then he goes out there, and, you know, he's in when we have two of our scores and throws a touchdown pass. You know, you don't have success on offense. We had over 350 yards without your offensive line blocking well. You know, Elias Williams finally got to show everybody
yes,
what
sir.
All the fuss is about. And had two huge catches for us. And, you know, just on and on. I mean, Michael, I could name everybody on the
I'm
team.
I'm sure.
And, you know, it is a team sport, so I don't like singling guys out. But, yes, we had some very good performances, and, you know, hopefully that will continue.
I understand. So, as you know, Coach Chastain and I, you know, pick a player of the week for K-Bay, and we did pick Jaden this time. You spoke a little bit about Jaden Daly, and it wasn't, you know, 140 yards rushing, and, you know, that was great. But what really stuck out to me, and Coach Chastain and I talked about this, was his ability where he looks like he stopped and then he squirts out again. And it was a couple of major, you know, drive-saving runs that, you know, converted a third down or got us, you know, first downs that allowed us to keep going. And that stuff was, you know, really impressive. We were really excited for him. So that's who we chose.
Well, he was a good pick.
Yes, sir.
No question. He played well. And, you know, he played well all last year too. So, and he's just bigger and stronger now than he was then. So hopefully that'll continue through the season.
Yes, sir. So the Pirates of Brunswick High School come into Chris Gilman on Friday. They had a pretty good season last year. You know, like us, made it through the second round of the playoffs. What do you make of the Pirates this year?
Well, they've got a great football team. You know, they've won 22 straight regular season games.
Ooh.
and you know, a lot of guys back, a lot of some of their better skill kids are back, and you know, their defense is just very, very tough and big and physical. You know, and offensively, they do a great job running the ball. The quarterback does a great job throwing it, and they've got really good receivers. And one that stands out, they call Touchdown Terry Mitchell, and he's a phenomenal player as well. So, you know, good kicker, good punter, very sound football team. It's no surprise that they, you know, have gone undefeated the last 2 years in the regular season. So we definitely have our hands full. You know, it was a hard-fought game last year that we made a couple critical errors that really hurt us. But, you know, they also made some plays when they had to. So, you know, kind of look at it like last week. You know, it's not going to be a blowout. You know, it's going to be a hard-fought game. And we've got to continue to improve. And that was our message to our kids this weekend is, you know, we've had a scrimmage and we've had a game and we've gotten better after the scrimmage, and we, you know, got to get better after the game. And if we continue to improve and fix mistakes, you know, certainly improves our chances.
Yes, sir. All right, you're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So what do you expect from our guys this week, Coach? It's still hot out there. Are y'all able to get outside some this week?
Well, we did yesterday, and, you know, it was hot, and we had a few kids fall out and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, again, I made the comment to them. I said, guys, we are going to play in the heat, and you have to learn to handle it. And, you know, I've never met anybody in my life, me included, that, you know, when it gets to a certain point heat-wise, you know, can function normally.
Sure.
And, you know, we've gotten to that point a time or two, and I don't think you ever get to where you can handle that completely. But I do think that you can get to where you can handle it for a little bit longer the more your body adapts to the heat.
Absolutely.
And so now, you know, we've had two really hot games. It's not going to change here for probably another month or so. So hopefully we're learning to adapt and last a little bit longer each week we do it.
Fantastic. All right, we'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck Seafood, 107 Altama in Brunswick, right beside Van Vaden. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Wildcats.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Now, Coach, I know that you are not one that likes to toot your own horn, but we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the fact of you winning your 300th game in Georgia. And I'm sure you know all this, but how it's amazing, the 15th coach in Georgia history to reach that milestone. And I think it's 363 overall in Georgia. And then I think there were 20-something wins in South Carolina as well in those few years. What does that mean to you?
You know, Mike,
I knew you were going to hate this.
Well, I'll start by saying this. You know, I haven't won any of those games
yes, sir.
By myself, you know, or even really won any of them. I mean, when you're a football coach, so much of your success or failure is dependent upon so many other factors. And I've had really, really good players over the years. I've been very fortunate to coach at places that took football very seriously. And I've had great assistant coaches, you know, and great talented players. And, you know, sometimes we didn't have as much talent, but we had a lot of great high school football players that worked hard to make themselves better. So, you know, you know, I am human. I mean, you know, I ain't going to say that I didn't want to win it.
Of course.
But I also keep it in perspective that, you know, what I told our kids after the game, you know, I always say WIN, what's important now. So winning that one is not as important to me as winning the next one.
Winning the next one.
That's our focus right now.
You're going to stick around and try to make it 400?
Well, if I counted up right, that'd be 75, and, you know, I would probably be 75 at the time if it happened. So, probably the answer to that's no.
So, you know, last thing, 7 home games this season, 8 if you include the scrimmage at Ashley Ridge, just the 3 road games, a trip to Glenn a week from Friday, and then 2 trips to Valdosta to close the regular season. Now, that's got to be helpful for, you know, the kids in the program to have such a concentration of home games. Is that something that is unusual?
Well, no, not really. You know, like everybody else in our region, you know, Valdosta, Lowndes, Colquitt, they're all the same. We're all the same in that we, you know, we're buying out some people to have more home games. And the benefits of that, when you look at it from a non-football perspective, is I'll give you some great examples. You don't have to travel 2 hours, you know, to do the radio show. Our band doesn't have to pay for transportation. Our band gets the concession stand set up for the home games. Our cheerleaders don't have to travel. They get to sell programs and get money from the programs at the home games. So it's easier on our fans. It's easier on our school system. It's easier on everybody financially if we play at home. And so we, you know, we try to find people willing to come here and play, just like Lowndes does, just like Colquitt does. You know, it's just South Georgia. That's a tradition that's been going on in South Georgia since Valdosta started it way back in the day. So, you know, personally, I like being at home because, you know, I'm kind of gotten old and set my ways. And it's easier when I know where all the bathrooms are and stuff, you know.
Yes, sir.
But I think our kids sometimes like going on the road. And I've always kind of felt like, especially here, that sometimes we played better on the road. You know, we just are focused a little bit better. And so, again, you know, I'm glad we got these home games. Again, it makes it a little easier. But I think the 2 away ones we got at the end kind of balances out the other 7.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Those 2 will be tough trips for us.
I'm looking forward to it. Coach, again, I just want to thank you so much for giving us a few minutes this morning. As always, we wish you nothing but luck and health and everything going forward with Brunswick coming in this Friday. And we will talk to you soon. I really appreciate meeting with you again. So thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. Thank you so very much.